This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Amid the largest anti-government protests in decades in Cuba, U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for the people of the Caribbean nation, underscoring their right to peacefully protest. In remarks at the White House Monday, President Biden said the Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. He added, "I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time, if, quite frankly, ever." Biden said the United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. He called on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence and what he called their attempt to silence the voices of the people of Cuba. The White House is rejecting Cuba's claim that the United States is to blame for the public unrest. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during Monday's White House news briefing, quote, "There's every indication that yesterday's protests were spontaneous expressions of people who are exhausted with the Cuban government's economic mismanagement and repression." She added, "These protests inspired by the harsh reality of everyday life in Cuba." Earlier in the day, the Cuban president said in a nationally broadcast address that the social unrest was the result of a, quote, "policy of economic suppression by the United States." The Cuban president is calling for the country's revolutionary citizens to counter the anti-government protest. Protesters on Sunday chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana, until police eventually broke up the march while making some arrests. Demonstrators turned out in other parts of the country, including in San Antonio de los Baños near Havana, voicing their anger about long lines for food, cuts in electricity, and trouble with the supply of medicine amid the pandemic. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reported Monday that COVID-19 cases rose globally for the fourth consecutive week and that the number of deaths rose after 10 weeks of declines, driven by the highly contagious Delta variant, which was first detected in India. The Delta variant has now been reported in more than 104 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said all but one of the organization's six global regions had seen an increase in COVID-19 cases. Tedros said WHO had received reports from all regions that hospitals were once again reaching capacity, and as he described it, the Delta variant ripped around the world at a scorching pace. He said it would soon become the dominant strain circulating worldwide. Tedros said the variant was spreading even in places with high vaccination coverage. He said the world is experiencing a worsening public health emergency that further threatens lives, livelihoods, and the world economy. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan stepped down from his post on Monday as Taliban fighters continue to make gains across the war-torn country. The Biden administration has said the official end date of the U.S. troop withdrawal will be August 31st, but General Austin Scott Miller's relinquishing of command was a symbolic end to the troop pullout. During a short ceremony at U.S. military headquarters in Kabul, Miller said, quote, "The people of Afghanistan will be in my heart and on my mind for the rest of my life." U.S. Central Command or CENTCOM Chief General Frank McKenzie arrived in the Afghan capital early on Monday and took command of the remaining forces. CENTCOM says the withdrawal is more than 90% complete. Fewer than 1,000 troops remain to protect the U.S. embassy and help with securing the international airport in Kabul. A government minister in Uganda, Chris Baryomunsi, told the Guardian newspaper that his country has the money to buy vaccines for COVID-19, but is having trouble purchasing them from Western countries. He said, quote, "This is a challenge of access and equity. We have to rely on the Western world, and the Western world has focused on its population." He said it appears that countries with access to the vaccine, in his words, don't care about Africans. In other developments Monday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed that all remaining lockdown restrictions in England will be lifted in a week despite a rise in cases blamed on the more contagious Delta variant. Johnson said during a news conference that people should proceed with caution when the restrictions are lifted. He emphasized that the pandemic is not yet over. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.